The Gemara says now, if you want to tell me that the Girsa now Mishnah is Oy Shedra Oy Gogoles, if so, Hani Shiva Heaven, then there are seven questions here, not six. Shedra and Gogoles has a Shiloh of Tumah by itself. So why do you say there's only six? The Chur is there's seven over here.
Yeah.
This is a Shiloh, but it has Tumas oil here or not. So Chur you say, it's one case. Shedra and Gogoles is one case. Because otherwise there should be seven questions. So more stuff like this, no. Ki katoni kol hecho de pola gole rabim. True, really, Shedra and Gogoles could be two separate cases. So then you have the question, there are seven questions here. So why do we only say six? So I'll answer you, one of them we don't include. I'll tell you that kol hecho de pola gole rabim, lafuki etzem kisoro te yachodu de pola gole. We only mean six cases where the Chachamim argue against Rabbi Akiva. But this one case of Etzem Kisaira, the question we have is bone, the size of a barley, that broken half, the one that argues is not a Rabbim, but only a Yochid. Tatanya we learned, Etzem Kisaira Shenechlak Lishnayim. If you have this bone from a mace, that was the size of a Saira of a barley, and now a broken half, so some Achleikas does it still have Tumas HaMeis on it or not? Rabbi Akiva Matame. Rabbi Akiva says if you touch it, or you master, you carry it, you become Tame. For Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mitar, and Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, it's Tahor. So therefore it's very good. Really, Shedra and Gogoles could be two separate cases. It could be in the Mishnah, each one of them by itself has Tumas Oil. And the reason why here it only says six cases, even though it says seven cases, because one case we don't include, the case of a Shiloh with a bone broken half, since it's not a Chachamim that argue on Rabbi Akiva, only a Yochid, that's not one of these six cases. The six cases means six cases where the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Akiva. So if everything is good. V'iboy Yisrael, another terrorist could be like this. That V'iboy Yisrael, Meki Ketoni, Eva Min Ameis. When does it say in this Braisa? Eva Min Ameis. Ki Ketoni, Eva Min Ameis. But Eva Min Achai Lo Ketoni. Maybe take out Eva Min Achai. That doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Could be a taste means it's called a little gears, the different gears that I said. His taste gears was the boy said the katani midi de mace. Midi de chai like katani, that's what I mean to say. For the chosh, rabbana, shisha, dvar, meva, minachai. That's what I mean to say. That don't include in these six things, meva, minachai. It's the quite, we're saying there are six cases that have to do with the mace that we're talking about. So the case of meva, minachai, a limb that came from a live person, that don't include, because that we're not talking about. So therefore, there are six cases here which have to do with the mace. So that's what the Gemara means. That kiktoni, eva min ha-mace, but eva min ha-chad le-kiktoni. V'iboy yisem, another teretz is, kiktoni kol heicha denozir megaleach alehiloi. We only mean there are six cases here that Rabbi Meir said it's tamei, that if a nozir goes into its oil, that the nozir becomes tamei. And the question is whether it has too much oil also or not. Lafuka yetzem kisoro delay. Mashenkin, the question about a bone that's only the size of a seira, that for sure has no tumas oil. Even according to Rabbi Meir that says it's tamei, it's not worse than a whole a bone. That one bone by itself has no tumas oil. It's only has tumas magil mas if you touch it. But to be metame bioyo, that for regular person you have to have a revia sakav worth of bones. And for Nozir, that's the loch, you have to have a chatzi akav. You have to have a chatzi akav worth of bones, then there'll be a tumas oil even for Nozir. The boy is saying another teretz is like this. Ki ketoni, when does the brises say there are six questions, six cases? Kol heicha dehodebe. It meant to say there are six cases there that Rabbi Akiva retracted. That first he said they were tamei, and then he said no, he agreed to the chomim that they are tohor. But Leafuke reveals them. But even though before we have seven cases, the one of the seven cases of Kiva did not retract. He still holds from. So therefore it's good why it says six. Six means there are six cases where he was Chayzer. Which case was he not Chayzer? That's by reveals them. To Loihodabe. The Yomale Rebbe. Lebar Kaporo, because Rebbe said to Bar Kaporo, Loitishna reveals them the Chazara. Don't learn that Raisa, that the loch of Revia Saddam that came out of two mesim, that Rabbi Akiva retracted. Because he did not. Shereli Muda, Shere Rabbi Akiva Biyadai.
because we know Rabbi Kiva's learning is with us. In other words, we know that Rabbi Kiva still holds this halacha, that he holds that a Raviya Sadan that comes from two Mesim still has tumor on it. That's how he says, the Yoid, the Gemara says, Hamikra Masayaya, we also have a raya proof from the Pasuk that we dashed before. That the Pasuk says, we are called Nafshais Meis. What's this Lashon plural of Nafshais Meis? La Yavoi. So that's Rabbi Kiva dashing before, that needs to say that Afilo or Revias Adam that comes from two Meisim also has Tumas oil on it. So the kid said, this Rabbi Kiva still holds, he's not Chayzer from this halacha. That if you have a Revias Adam that comes from two Meisim, still it's Tumay. So, that's what he wants to say, that in this case, Avada Rabbi Kiva was not Chayzer. Now, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says no. The Torah says, Rabbi Shimon is coming now to tell us, Obor Rabbi Shimon Loima Karevi, to Rabbi Kiva Loi Chazaboy. Rabbi Shimon is also coming to tell us, like Rabbi, that Rabbi Kiva was not Chayzer. Elishama Dera Kantor, Kalpi Rabbi Kiva Shama, in Mishimeis Chazaboy, in Yudea. That is, he also meant to say that he's not Chayzer, but he didn't say it in a nice way. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ad Yomav Hoye Metama, in Mishimeis Chazaboy, in Yudea. Meant to say that Kozman, he was alive, Rabbi Kiva did not retract. But if he retracted after he died, then I don't know. That's the way he said his Lashon. Now, as he meant to say also, Rabbi Kiva was not Chayzer. Just he didn't say it in a nice way. He said a Lashon is that, Ad Yomav Hoye Metame. Like Kozman, he was alive, Rabbi Kiva used to say it's Tamei. If Mishemes Chazabai, if he retracted after he died, any Yodaya. So Mara says, Tanya was learned that Huchshiro Shinov Mipnei Tani Yosef. That later Rabbi Shimon realized he didn't talk nice about Rabbi Kiva, so because of this he put himself into tainus. He fasted a long time, that his teeth became black because of that. The Torah says, Tano Huchshiro Shinov, Shere Rabbi Shimon, Mipnei Tani Yosef. It's not nice to talk about your Rebbe like this, to say that as long as he was alive, I didn't hear him. I always heard he was Tamei. If he retracted after he died, then I don't know. Like, you don't talk like that. If you want to say you know that he didn't retract, you should have said that my Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, was not Chayzer. Since he said in this Lashon it wasn't a nice Derech Eretz, therefore Rebbe Shimon felt bad about it. And Echnam, he was Yoshe B'tainis Yomer Rabbe. Toshima, come in here. The Tanya will not like this. Beishama yemrim roiver atzomois min ha'atzomim. If you have a revius, a roiver of kav of bones, min ha'atzomim from different bones, is oy mishnayim oy mishloisha, whether it comes from two or from three different mason. So Tanya says like this. Toshima, the Tony beishama yemrim roiver atzomois min ha'atzomim min ha'atzomim min ha'gimel. Pirish. It could be that this roiva of atzomis came from either two or three different limbs, not only three different mesim, but from two or three different limbs. Is yitame roiva atzomis v'yoyl? If you have a roveya, a roiva akav from this bones, it has tumas oil. Vaito beisilu loimim beisilu says, the Gemara says that roiva min agavia, you have to have roveya sakav min agavia mashma. So he says, it means say from the ikra mace, you have to have it from one mace, and it has to be, menagviya usually means from the body itself, and it has to be, me roiv ha-binyin, oi me roiv ha-minyin. That this roiv ha-kav has to come, either from the roiv ha-binyin, from the majority of the height of the body itself, of the skeleton of the body, oi me roiv ha-minyin. Not from the majority of the skeleton, but of the roiv of the minyin, the account, the amount of bones, how many amount of bones do you have there? Oi me roiv ha-minyin. So Tzai says that a beisil loimrim min hagviya pirish meyikar hagviya means meroiv habinyan or meroiv haminyan sher remach evorim yesh biyadim. A person has 248 evorim. Katanya b'resh masech toilus. The kaf chaf hei heim roiv minyan. If you have 125, that's the roiv account. V'yim tofash kaf chaf hei atzamis. If you have 125 bones, ad shehemidu aroiva yitame b'yayil. If they have 125 bones that make up a roiv akav, that would be metama tumas oil. You have a roiv akav that has inside it either a roiv of the binyan or a roiv of the minyan. And Beishamis says, no, it doesn't have to be from roiv of the binyan or roiv of the minyan. It's enough if you have this roiv of akav from bones, from just two or three limbs of the body. It doesn't have to be from roiv of the minyan. So that's the machlokes Beishamis and Beisilo. And this, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yechoyni Lasois, I could make it that Divrei Beishamai v'Divrei Beisilo Kiyechot. I can make it that maybe there's no machlokes between Beishamis and Beisilo. I'll tell you, Shebeishamai, Yomim Beishamai says, Mishnayim oi Mishloisha, that what does Beishamai mean? That it came from two or from three different limbs, you know what it means? Oi Mishnei Shukayim, V'yerech Echod, either from the two shoulders and one thigh, oi Mishnei Yerechayim, from the two thighs, V'sheik Echod and one shoulder. Hoyo V'royev Gavoya Shaladam, because this is the rove height of the person. So it could be that the Beishamai says two or three, he means two or three limbs, which is the rove of the binyan of the Yodam. He meant to say the shoulders and the thighs. That's the rove of the binyan. That's how he says. Om Rabbi Yeshua Yechon Lassu Divra Beishamai Midra Beisilak Echot. She Beishamai Yemi Mishnayim Gimel and Bez Shukam Yem. Nimtza rove binyan Eshel Adam. Teninun. It also means the rove of the binyan. And that's like Beisilu says. That if you have rove of the height, that's enough. Beisilu says, min ha-gviya, what does it mean to say roiv of a car from the body? Oy me roiv binyan am roiv minyan. What does that mean? Hoyo v'yeshnam, the mifrike yodayim v'reglayim. If you have from the mifrike, from the joints of the hands and the feet, that's also enough. Now, even though the joint, the hands and the feet don't make up the roiv of the height, but I call upon him, each joint has a lot of different bones there, and each bone is another aver, so you can have roiv of the amount of bones of the body. That's why he says, Ubeisil loimim min agviyam roiv haminyin, hoil v'yeshnam roiv haminyin, dayinam mifrike yodayim v'raglayim. You just have the joints of the hands and the feet, that makes up the rove of the minion, of the account. Beisilari b'roiva abor min roiva binyan. Or beisilari b'roiva abor min roiva minyan. Or mara machod v'loi pligi. That's the way. This is what Rabbi Shimon said. That I could say there's no machlok between Beishamai and Beisilu. That one says one and one says the other one. Yeah. Yeah, so he says, yo, mifrike yodayim v'raglayim. Yeah, and Tais is what? That the mifrike, that the joints of the hands and the feet, that is the rove of binyan. Rove of minyan, below rove of binyan, first of all, sector illus. The parsas haraglayim yesh lamid, the feet itself has 30. Shisha b'chol etzpa, 6 on each finger, v'pisa sayad shloshim, shisha b'chol etzpa, haray kuf chof, you have 120 evorim, b'yadayim v'raglayim. You have 30, but each foot has 30, that's 60. And a piece of sayad in the yad, you have 36. So 2 times 36, so together you have 120. Yeah, chol etzva. So kids, so that's the way you have roiv of the minion of the bones. So that's what Rav Shimon wants to say. That is no machlokes beisham and beisilu. Yeah, not Rav Shimon, it's Rav Yeshua, I mean. That's what Rav Yeshua wants to say. That you, I'm Rav Yeshua, that Yechon Yilat, Dibri Beisham, and Dibri Beisilu Kiechot. That Rav Yeshua said, he can make it, there's no machlokes between Beisham and Beisilu. So what does the Gemara say? Now, Shammai Yoyma, Shammai says no, that Afilu Etzem, Min HaShedra, Min HaGogolus. That even if you only have a bone from the Shedra, from the Gogolus, that also has Tumas Hameis. So the Chura, we see clearly either one is enough, that according to Shammai, one alone is enough. So Tayyip says, Kasaka Dayatach Midakama Shammai Yetzem Echem Min HaShedra, Min HaGogolus, Metama b'yom mechlad the rabbon of the Karmi lo yetzem echem in a shedra milagolus metama habo a shedra gufa v'golus gufa metama. That Shammai is be mechadish here, one bone from the backbone or one bone from the skull is enough. So true, the chom magi on Shammai, But the other meaning is, how far does the Chum argue? So you only argue that you have to have the whole skull, or you have to have the whole Shedra. But I call upon a mashma, the Shedra by itself, or the girlis by itself, would be enough. So Gemara says, no. I tell you, Shamai, the Machmir. Shamai is very, very Machmir. He tackles even one bone from the skull, or one bone from the backbone, that's enough to have a Tumas Oil. But it could be the Chachamim that argue on Shamai disagree, not only is a whole Gugurlis not enough, but you have to have two things. You have to have a Gugurlis with the Shedra, could be. So again, we have no proof. So Mar says now, Lifshut Minor, that Taimo Dish Be Shamai the Machmir. A Koponim should bring a proof over here that Be Shamai is a Chumra. That he sold the Tumas, the Yetzim, the Shedra Levad, or the Yetzim, the Gugurlis Levad is enough. Let's bring a proof to the opposite. Let's be pushed from here then. Tak, he's a big machmir. But machmir chum, the whole, you have to have both. So it could be no. Loi. Ad kan loi pflig rabbon aledi shamele b'yetzim echot. It's no proof. It could be that maybe the chum only argue on shamai, that one bone by itself is not enough. The yasya min ha-shedra min ha-gerlis. Havel heichot isa b'yenai. But when you have the whole backbone, or you have the whole or Shedra, afilu chad min hoin, maybe it's enough one of them. Maybe just the Gugurlis or just the Shedra is enough to have Tumas Oyel. So the kids will not push it our first Shiloh. That when our Mishnah says if you have the bones of the skull or the bones of the backbone that has Tumas Meis, and even by Oyel, does it mean both together or either one by itself? So we're not pushing the Shiloh. Now the verse is right. Boi Rami Bachoma. Rami Bachoma has a question like this. If you have a roiva, revius of a calf of bones that comes from the shedra and the gugurlis mai, what is a nozir tome with it that he has to be megaleach, start over again as nazirus? In other words, kikatoni chatzi kav atzamois, when does our Mishnah say this new halacha that a nozir has to have more than a revius, but a chatzi kav of atzamois hechadika misharivoruv? That's where the bone comes from, the other part of the body. Abum in Shedra Vilgurlis the Chamiri, but if it comes from the backbone or from the skull, maybe I feel a roiva atzamas. Maybe it's enough just to have a roiva atzamas. Or do maloshina, maybe still there's no difference. You have to have a chatzi a kav, it's not enough. Bones from the Shedra making up a roiva of a kav. Sama Rav, Rav says, come to Toshima, come in here. It says in the Mishnah, Shedra Vilgurlis. Now we sakadaitach roiva atzamas. The yosim in Shedra Vilgurlis. That you have to have still a roiva of atzamis is enough. That comes from the Shedra Gugurlis, is chomir. Listen, a roiva atzamis habom in a Shedra. So why doesn't it say this already?
Base here.
He said this, the gospel like this. Now, vi sagadaitach, what roiva atzamis yosim in Shedra Gugurlis. Tomei, that sagatomei, listen, why doesn't the Mishnah say this? A roiva atzamis habom in a Shedra. Like if it's true, the Mishnah should have said it. So Mar says, I have a Rabu Diyama, La Nitzchel L'Shedra V'Gurlis, Shein Bar Roi V'Atzamas. Rabu says, no, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though there's no Roi V'Atzamas, that's what the Mishnah means. If you have the Shedra and the V'Gurlis, even though it's not a Roi V'Atzamas, it has Tumah. So Mar says, Basel L'Shomer Rav Akiva. That's after he heard from Rav Akiva. I call upon him, this Shiloh is also not Poshit. Alright, we'll go over again this Shiloh again tomorrow. We'll stop here.
Yeah.
Holding Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The last Shiloh we had before the last Gemara was that Rami Bachom asked the question: if you have a roiva at somis, if you have only a roiva of a kav is a measurement. You only have a quarter of a kav worth of at somis bones from a mace, but they come in hashedra v'gugolus. They come from the backbone of the mace and from the gugolus. My, what's the halacha then? In other words, even though in the last mishnah we had it says that a nazir only becomes tameh that stops his naziris if he touches a chatzi kav atzamis. Not touches, he has to be boil. If he goes into the same room where there's a chatzi kav, then a nazir becomes tameh and he says to his naziris. But the mishnah said clearly a revias hakav, he's not says to his naziris. The question is now, maybe that's only when the bones came from the other parts of the body. Abu min shedra begugurlis the chamiri afilu roiva tzomis. That was the Gemara Shailam. But if the roiva kav of the bones come from the bones that are made up from his backbone of the mace and from the skull of the mace, maybe that's mochomer, and maybe there even a roiva of a kav, only a quarter of a kav worth of bones, is enough to make a tumas oil that would be sized to the din of Naziris. Maybe there's no difference. Yes, again, so this is the last Gemara again on Nun Beis and Mabeis. The bottom, the Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Toshima, come in here. He says, Na Mishnah HaShedra Bagogelis, that if a person touches, if a Nazir touches or becomes in an oil where there's the Shedra and the Gogelis, he's Tommy. Now, Vizagadaitach Roiva Atzomus, the Yasim in Shedra Bagogelis, is Tommy. If you want to tell me that there's a Chiddush, that just with the roiva of a kav of atzomis that comes from the backbone and the skull, on Nazir as tumas oil, list me a roiva atzomis abom in ashedra. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Let the Mishnah say this chiddush, that you have a roiva of atzomis that come from the backbone and the skull on Nazir as tamei.